Three, two, let's commit some crimes. Welcome back to another episode of Reckless Endangerment. My name is Jackson Kirkowitz.
I'm Brian Pernichero.
We're here with two special guests. Say your name.
JP Minnick.
And
Michael Scholl.
Do you realize that's how, like, every one of our episodes start? We one of us is about to say something, then we just stop.
Hey, we're definitely keeping this in.
Should I just
since we missed it last week, should I start off with a minute?
Yeah, start off with a science minute and we'll get into the
so tests. This is gonna be maybe more like a science 30 seconds, but for this week's...
JP's like, oh my god, learning.
Half of this week's science minutes are pit vipers.
Ooh.
Anyone know anything about pit vipers?
Are they snakes?
Yes, they are.
That's about it.
However, they have a type of sixth sense. So they're called pit vipers.
Do they see dead people?
Close. So pit vipers... they get their name from their pit, which is a little deep infrared tracker in between their nostrils, so they can basically, it's not quite eyes, but it's hard to know what it's like for them because we don't have that sense. But basically they can see in the dark, they can use infrared to track and kill things. We've put them in the dark and put prey right in front of them, and they've been able to successfully eat it every single time. So
that's scary.
Yeah, very cool.
I don't want to run into those motherfuckers.
Yes, very dangerous. And that concludes the science minute.
30 seconds for today, for now.
That was beautiful.
There might be another one later.
Whoa there. Okay. And so I don't know if you guys can see in the camera. Yeah, you can definitely see Audrey's face right here. Audrey, give us a wave. So we have somebody in the back that's just kind of chilling there. Don't pay attention to them though. We're here. We are here.
Right here. All four of us. I'm not even on camera. Here I am.
You know what we should have done? We should have put you right here.
Well, it's too late now. For that.
Yeah. So, you guys both have your own podcast. It's your podcast.
Yeah, we both do.
Together. But you guys do it together.
Yes. For the most part. My first podcast, the one that I originally first started, the Hockey Highlights of Tonight podcast. Go subscribe to it. We try and do one every week. You know, covering not just the Blues in a sense, but we cover everything like in general, hockey in general. And then the one that I just started, I think almost probably a year ago. I think spring break. I think my first episode was with Ron Pop, and the big one that we did with John Carlo with the actual video one we're doing right now. That was, I think, around like spring break or something. So I've had two podcasts, and both of them are doing pretty well, and I'm trying to add on to them. Absolutely.
Did you not have a video? I thought we had a video for Ron, because I was in that one.
Yes, we had a video.
Keep
for
me.
We had a video for Ron. But it was actually like really, it wasn't bad in a sense, but it was our first one, and you know, your first podcasts are never just going to be the best and everything, and you know, you just gotta add on to it, and we learned from a lot. I was able to learn from syncing up the audio, whether you know, it's just a big learning curve and everything. Whether you're a, you know, because then not only as a podcaster, you have to put all your media into an editing software like Adobe or Premiere or something, and sync up the audio and everything, and that's when. And that's when he can take a drink of my Dr. Pepper if he wants.
That's when I
kind of finally learned. I was like, how do you stay in line with the actual audio? Well, that's the reason why every single time I do a podcast, I do 3-2-1 and do the click so I can just line up and everything. That's what you do.
Nice. Mm-hmm. To your later point, or earlier point, I mean, I would disagree. This is at least my first podcast, and I think that we've perfected the format.
Oh, no. I didn't mean the first podcast. I meant the first episode.
Yes, no, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I think our first episode.
Our first episode, we were there.
Yes.
We were there.
No pauses.
Well, hey, I guess you guys were just better than us, because I know for a fact that...
JP taught me a lot, just so you know.
I know. I wouldn't go too far about that. Jackson's actually been doing pretty well. I'm actually really proud of him. But start... It's just crazy. It's just a learning curve no matter what, because whenever I first did the Hockey Hots Tonight, we used like one microphone, one USB microphone. So it's just my old laptop into, I think it was like a blue Yeti microphone. And I had like five people in the old room, which it was quote unquote the podcast room, but there was really nothing there because my aunt just moved out and I like kind of called dibs on the room before my parents could turn into something weird or something like that. So
some sewing room,
yeah, or something like that.
Smoking room.
Oh my god! No, absolutely not. He's not allowed to smoke in the house. Absolutely not. So, absolutely. This is kind of weird for being on an actual podcast and not and actually talking about myself instead of the other way around.
Yeah, you asking us questions.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a similar situation for micage. We didn't have the Blue Yeti, but we had this little Samsung Go. Mic. It was pretty awesome. It's so small. It literally has a clip, so you can clip it on your computer and just like go anywhere. It's pretty sick.
It's pretty cool. I was reading the reviews on it.
Looking to start anything, and you want to start cheap, I got this for $25 at Best Buy, but I think it was also on sale. Mm-hmm. I think it's more expensive right now. I think it's more like $40, but that's also pretty good for a starting mic.
And actually, depending on what you're using, just from that or just a Blue Snowball, and then you have like your Yeti over there.
How much are Blue Snowballs?
You can get them for on cheap on eBay for like $50, or if anything, Facebook Marketplace. You know, we wouldn't recommend that because it's sometimes sketchy and you don't know what you're getting.
Careful, still, you might get killed.
Yeah, that too. But also, even at stores, they're no more than like $80 brand new, which really? I think is a deal.
Yeah,
absolutely, just to get you started on. And then, you know, using Audacity, I use Audacity. I've tried bigger and quote-unquote fancier, like, paid-for recorders, but Adobe is very hard to learn. You have to pay for it, and there's just a lot of, you know, it took me 20 minutes just to figure out how to get sound in a microphone when I can just plug it into Audacity and it works.
Yeah.
So it's very, it's a learning curve. So, you know, what you guys are doing is phenomenal. The setup, you know, it works. You know, you do what you need to do. Absolutely.
Were you saying something? Or did you start saying something?
No.
My bad. No. So for ours, it's like, for when we use Audacity, my computer is trash. And so I'm trying to save up for a new computer, but that probably won't happen because I like to spend money, but I'm working on that.
It's all good. Hey. No, I'm very fortunate that my dad was able to. It was funny because I got home one day and I parked in his spot. And he freaked out on me.
Yeah.
And we got into like kind of like an argument of like, stop tearing my spot. And then we started screaming at each other and we both went to our separate corners. And then he gives me a freaking Guitar Center catalog and goes, all right, what do you want for Christmas? Like literally 20 minutes ago. And I'm looking through the catalog and he's like standing in the doorway, like waiting for me to answer. And I go, honestly, I literally have everything. All I just need is a new laptop.
Yeah.
He's like, how much are we talking? And then I'm like, he just literally dropped this. Dropped this question on me, and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, probably a grand. He's like, all right, well, show me what the laptop is, and we can, like, take a look at it. And so, you know, doing your research, like you said before, you know, hey, you use what you need to do.
Yeah.
I had a crappy laptop, and, you know, it gets the job done. You guys have been doing a tremendous amount of, you know, podcasting, better to put it on your Instagram, whether to put it on, you know, the actual page.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are doing it.
Check out our website. Reglesspodcasting.com.
I don't even have a website yet, so that was even, you know, you guys are going the extra mile, you know.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It says it's not secure, but I assure you, nobody is going to try and steal your information from a podcast like this. It's going to get secured soon, but it's just not yet because I was like,
what do you mean it's not secure?
So, you know how, like, in the corner of some websites, it's not secure?
It will give you like a warning saying this site is not safe or some shit like that. Yeah.
But don't worry, it is. You can send us messages and you can email us. If there's a little box that says voice message, that'll take you to Anchor. I would suggest doing that if you want to be on our podcast without actually being on our podcast. You can send us in questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, that'd be cool. I promise that I definitely will not steal your information. Wink.
Thank you, Brian, for the assurance of our people.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
And then you can also give us money. You can send us in money.
Donations.
through donations. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. We should
contribute.
We should make some merch.
I've been thinking about it. Oh, this isn't charging. That's just not good.
Ooh.
So we might cut out here soon and then just jump on to another laptop.
I hope not, though.
Oh, it's charging.
Cool.
Hello there. Woo.
Score.
It's over.
The game is
over.
We are... Shut up, Audrey.
Wow. You didn't hear anything.
It's just, yo... Audrey, would you like to sit in on the podcast?
No, okay, I can stay back here.
Okay, cool. Go to sleep. That's what you wanted to do.
Okay, so right before I came here.
Yes, please tell us.
I was at the St. Louis County Public Library.
Those are trash.
AKA hell. I went in there at around 2 and I left there at about 5:05.
Jesus. A lot of time.
Yes, a lot of time, especially because I got a cavity filled right before that.
Got a cavity filled today?
Yeah.
You've been a busy man.
Yes, I have. And so I went there. I had to print some flyers for the Lindbergh High School Film Fest, April 25th in the auditorium.
Go.
Pop out. I'm putting some films in there.
So am I, but there are...
Films. Go there. Hey, we're going there.
Films.
I'm running it. We've got some films for you, April 25th. And basically, so I went to the computer lab, typed on the colored printer, got ready to print, and then there was a machine hooked up to the printer, because you had to pay for them, because obviously nothing is free. Thank you, capitalism. And essentially, I put a $5 bill in, and it would not accept it. And so I kept putting money in, and eventually I got $5 in there, but I needed $10.50. So it would only take, like, it would only wait a minute, and if you didn't put something in there, it would give you all of your change back.
In quarters?
No.
Oh.
Nickels and dimes. No. This happened to me 3 times because the machine would not accept my $10.50. I had to get my handful of change and whatever money I had left, walk down to the desk, and be like, hey, this keeps breaking on me, and it will not accept my money. I had to do that 3 times. Oh, 3 handfuls of change.
No way.
That took me about an hour and a half, at least. Then... they had to go into the machine and actually give me my money back so that I could give it to them to pay at the front desk. Which that took about like 30 minutes. And the whole time this guy was complaining about me having him help me. Because there were other people around, but none of them had access to a cash register. And that's all that I needed. So I don't know what I was supposed to do. Then, I was able to print my copies. But, the flyers were too complex. They had too much color.
Oh, no.
And so they printed out horribly. So, luckily, thank you to Yolanda at the St. Louis County Library.
Bless up, Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda, very much. Let's get a round of applause for Yolanda.
You
thank you. Yeah. Oh, I had the mic in my hand for that. It's going to sound terrible.
It didn't clip that bad, actually.
Really? That's nice. So basically, Yolanda didn't charge me extra, which she should have, and saved my life. And I got out of there, like, again, 5:05. And now I...
you're here.
I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. But I'm here. It's
another round of applause that he made.
Yes,
yay for Brian.
He did it.
Wait, I can't clap. Did it.
too late. You already did.
Well, here we are.
So Jackson, what do you want me to talk about?
What do you mean? What do I want you to talk about? Talk about TKO DJ.
Oh man.
Oh, so JP, yeah. Best DJ out here.
JP's a semi-professional.
Pressing semi-professional button pusher.
Professional button pusher.
Justin Minnick is a living MP3 player.
DJ Panda.
I did not know that you DJed. Please tell me more.
Oh, my gosh. Were
you at Winter Formal? Was it Winter Formal?
Winter Formal of last year.
Winter Formal last year.
Remember whenever the crazy guy jumped on the DJ and called himself Panda?
Were you at Winter Formal? Answer the first question.
Last year.
No.
Okay.
Dude, I like the suspense. That was cool.
Thank you. So, what do you want me to say about it? You want me to start at the very beginning?
How did you start? How did you want to start DJing? Like, what was like? Man. I want to DJ.
All my life, I've loved music, and everyone has their own connection with music and everything.
I think it was a great impression.
I was so confused. I was like, oh shit! No, I didn't mean to interrupt. It's all good.
We argue a lot.
Oh, you guys are good. It's okay. I'm not gonna fight you like no Ford. So I just remember always growing up with music. My dad was like a music producer, which I really didn't know how big he was and all the equipment he had. You know, Jackson's seen like my dad's studio and
it's
everything.
So cool.
In my room and everything, which is very thankful that I just was placed in the field and everything already, and. I just remember always loving music. You know, my mom loved John Denver. I heard she plays the same 5 CDs every Christmas and 5 CDs every other time. The Andrew Sisters and stuff like that. So I always loved music in that way. Dad loved Elvis. He took me to Graceland to show me Elvis's house.
You've been to Graceland?
Mm-hmm. I've been to Graceland. Yep, I've been to Graceland, but in Memphis. I saw his house, his car museum, and everything. My dad was able to get me and my sister there because I was on our way to trip to Florida.
I knew that. Sorry.
So, man, terrific. We got to go down there and do it sometime. It's so beautiful. It's crazy. So, shut up. Go to sleep. basically how it all began is, I think, freshman year. You guys are good. I love you all. Freshman year, I started, like, wanting to DJ, and I remember I was on eBay. And I was looking up like DJ controls. Well, the first I wanted to be a DJ, but equipment's expensive. It's insane. Yeah. Literally the speakers, literally one speaker was like $300, and I didn't even have like a good job yet.
That big guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's literally got a gigantic ass speaker.
Big old speaker that my dad was able to very, very
thick boy
put on his credit card. So I'm very thankful. let me see. I guess it really started when I had an interview for the actual rival DJ company that I actually work for now. I had an interview with Complete DJs, and I know. And they were thinking about in dead ass. Their company kind of terrified me a little bit because they're very corporate and they weren't really about the whole training a 17-year-old and everything. Which I understand why. It's because 17-year-olds are kind of crazy sometimes.
Which is perfect for the music business, though.
Yeah, exactly. But it was just very, very sketchy. They basically told me, "Oh, you get 4 shows with a partner, and then after 4 shows, we let you do everything else by yourself." That means I would have to take my car to shows. That means I would be literally sent everywhere to do weddings, and it just, you know, maybe I probably would have made some good money at the same time, but I just would know for a fact I would not be ready. Like, I'm very ready. Like, just now, working for this company for 3 years now I'm actually ready to be like, okay, I think maybe I could get through a wedding. Maybe I could get through at least a wedding reception, or because I'm doing ceremonies already.
Yeah.
So it was just...
JP, let's be clear. You've always had the personality to do that. You just haven't... I don't know.
I think the confidence was there.
Yeah.
I think people would look at me and be like, I've always been outgoing. Because, you know, I'm not shy. I am a social butterfly.
To say the least.
Exactly. I'll talk to the wall and hope it talks back.
JP talks to everyone.
I do. Basically, long story short, TKO DJs is an amazing company. I'm trying to get a lot more winter Lindbergh gigs because your guys' homecoming was trash.
Our homecoming was just terrible.
Because, a lot of people have been asking me, and I think, you know, since you literally have a great audience listening to your podcast, as might as well set the record straight. They were going to go with TKO, but the person who's in charge, I think I know, but I want to call him out or anything, like the head administrator or whatever.
Do it.
He was just kind of like, messing around and not committing to the actual either price or the date or something like that. And we told him, they go, hey, on 5 o'clock on this exact day, we can't hold your spot anymore. And he goes, okay, we'll get back to you. Didn't get back. And so another school came out and took that last spot. And then maybe an hour later after that deadline, some stupid kid from student council goes, oh, if we'd like to book you for our homecoming. And we didn't have any spots left. So, you know, that's the reason why we weren't at your guys' homecoming, or else we totally would have done it, and I probably would have gotten that show.
That would have been so cool.
It would have been crazy. It would have been insane.
That would have been cool.
That would have been so cool.
That would have been really, really fun. And I know a lot of people, because, well, here's the thing, though. They basically got away with it because everybody goes to homecoming.
Yeah, but like, everybody left super early, but the I guess they already got their money, exactly. So it didn't matter.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, everyone goes to homecoming. Like, that's a whole school thing, so that, you know, they kind of got their money and, you know, kind of left it, you know what I mean? So
Yeah, I mean, that homecoming was dreadful.
Mm-hmm. It was just Cardi B. They only played Cardi B.
Oh, God. I can agree to that. I was there, and I didn't even go to Lindbergh.
Literally, there's a time and place to play Cardi B, but if that's the only thing that you're if that's your only leverage to play, you
JP, dude. I'll be honest, yes. There's no good time to play Cardi B. Yeah.
I was about to say, the time is never, and the place
is nowhere.
Hell.
I got you. Okay, you can make a point for both. Absolutely. More leaning towards yours. Let's see. Homecoming season was insane. I remember that night. I was at Bishop the Berg while your guys' homecoming was going on, doing a homecoming there, and that night was kind of lame. The teacher was literally walking around with her phone saying, "If I hear any song that is not age appropriate, I will Shazam it." And I'm like, okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, literally.
Thank you for the sound effects, Michael.
Just, okay, boomer.
When you get a soundboard, I'll just cut these down
It was hilarious just the way that she was just trying to like, oh, I will tell your boss if you play anything. So naturally, I just had to keep it squeaky clean, and, you know, yeah. I had a great time. They didn't tip, so they just sniffed, so I was kind of pissed.
Does Lindbergh tip usually? If you know.
I wouldn't know.
I meant, like, if your partner's a board man.
I think at prom they do, but I'm not looking for the actual money.
I know, but
it would be nice, because, you know, a tip at the end of the night is just nice, whether it's, you know, either a prepaid or just anything that's... whether it's just a cash tip to show you that you did a good job, because you know in the back of your mind that like damn, like they were all dancing for a great amount of time, they had a great time, so
yeah,
it was just really fun. You know, I just want to give back to Lindbergh, you know what I mean? Like, you know, high school, we can all agree that high school, you know, has been rough at some points, but
sure.
But you know, absolutely. So, but at the same time, you know, and it's funny because I told my mom, because there's like a big rule about how giving back and everything, there's a rule, because my mom even said, and she goes, "Why won't they let you do Lindbergh dances?" I said, "It's because I think of alumni." She goes, "Are you kidding me? Like, they want all these like great alumni to like donate stuff, but then they won't to donate and help their high school, but they won't let you go back and be paid to like DJ."
Yeah.
Like, they're not paying you. The company's paying me. They just get paid to pay the DJ, the actual TKO DJ.
Can I cut in real quick?
Absolutely.
We had this terrible assembly last Thursday where a bunch of Lindbergh alumni came back and were like, "Oh, college is great and stuff." I'm like, no, like not college isn't for everyone. You can't just like expect everyone to be okay with going to college. And then they're like, "Oh, this is what's wrong with college." You were you there for that?
Yeah,
it was really just it was terrible.
I'm really annoyed because I wanted to go to that. Like as
did you offer?
They never emailed me. Well, and I think it's just because here's kind of like my theory about that. They want people who aren't gonna say, you know, what I probably would have said.
You don't have to go to college.
You don't have to go to college. You know what I mean? Or you don't have to go to college. Or you know, if you're not driven by the idea of it, don't go.
Yeah.
You know, they want people to kind of like give the, you know, the check mark of like, "Well, I'm in it, so you should do it." And I've got like a big gripe about it. Oh, dude, I went on a fucking rant last night.
Yeah.
Last night was at my house because I was actually preparing for the podcast because I wanted to have some like backup research about the whole thing, about why I'm not going. Cause it's just because I know for a fact that I barely got out of high school because, you know, it's high school, and I know for a fact that, you know, I just didn't do well in it.
Yeah. Do you think you will go to some type of college, absolutely, like broadcasting school?
Absolutely. You know, that's, you know, I want to, you know, because in today's society, like, you know, education is the way. Either, you know, you either got to go to the workforce to work up in that workforce, or you have to go to an education to get that piece of paper to research what you're doing to go into that job. Absolutely. Whether it's broadcasting, whether it's radio, or I was actually just looking at this. They have a school called Recording Connection. Radio Connection, Recording Connection in St. Louis, and they have like a live DJing like seminar or something like that, where they use the DAW, Ableton, and Zerato what we use, and they just teach you how to be a better DJ and how to mix your tracks and how to create. Maybe. I don't know. I think you're
a bad DJ.
No.
You can always keep improving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not going to look at that and be like, I already know I'm the best. I don't need that. I know I'm not the best. I'll just take any, you know, opportunity to enhance my skills and just be a better DJ and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get, we all just found out that Winter Formal got moved to like March 7th or Spring Fling.
Spring Fling because, sorry, no, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
I was going to say something mean.
Yeah. It's all good. So, yeah. Well.
I mean, you can say something mean.
Yeah, but it's about people that go to our school.
So yeah, absolutely. TKO is awesome. DJing's great. Limber needs to hire me because I know how to DJ.
Because he's just the best.
He really is though. Like,
I'm not the best. I think I'm not biased. I think I know why I'm quote unquote like not the best. But I will say it.
You are better than a good amount of DJs. There we go.
I'm very involved. I'm very involved because I love being on the microphone. I love being in front of, you know, the crowd, you know, either hyping them up or just leading line dances. Like, apparently the guy at Homecoming, did he lead one dance?
No.
Wow. Not even Cupid Shuffle. Not even Wobble.
No, he didn't do the... I didn't even think about that. He didn't even do the Cupid Shuffle.
We should have had some square dancing. oh yeah.
Hold down. Throw down.
Despicable. Okay,
can I throw something in there?
Yeah.
Were you at Homecoming last year?
Yes.
Do you remember that terrible DJ? The really little guy that looked like he was 14? Yeah.
I don't remember the DJ.
It's not JP. JP's short, but this isn't a short joke.
He's like
JP.
He looks like a bird.
He was just a really bad DJ.
You guys are talking about him.
Yeah, I know.
He seemed like a nice guy, but...
Yeah, he's one of my coworkers.
He had a really squeaky voice, too.
Yeah, he's one of my coworkers.
Remember we were...
I'm a bird.
Remember our senior year... Was that the year we were T-posing on the bleachers?
Yeah, we got kicked off the bleachers.
Yeah. The principal Cochran had to be like, "Hey, you need to go on the bleachers."
It was Priscilla.
Oh my god!
Of course, it was Priscilla.
The administration hates T-posing. They hate it.
They hate the dominance. They're like, "Oh crap, they're gonna be better than me."
Yep.
Get them down. We had like at least 50 kids up there with us.
Oh, yeah. No.
T-posing?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What? No.
It was junior year.
Yeah. So I went up there and the bleachers were open and I go up there. I just start a bunch of us just get up there and start T-posing. And then, I don't know why I'm doing it, but that's okay. And so then people just kept looking at us.
Yeah, I remember, like, me and Tyler, we saw Jackson doing it. We, like, ran up there to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then our entire, like, homecoming group did it. And then a bunch of other random people went up there and did it.
Xander did it.
Oh, my God, yeah, he did.
Xander did it.
I almost fell on the way down, too. I tripped.
Boom. Fall and break your face. So just, long story short, I know for a fact that I can make Lindbergh dances very fun, and I can't wait for Spring Fling. Yeah. I'm a little sad because I'm dead ass counting down the day. I was counting down the days until February 1st, because that's when I thought Warner Formal was.
Yeah, but it's better that it's not, because then you know you might actually have a chance to get it.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's whatever. It is what it is, but it's all concerned.
Oh, no.
He's just getting comfortable.
JP, just ultimate message there. Just be better than the short guy at junior year homecoming.
Absolutely.
Square dances, I think, is a big takeaway.
Guys,
line dancing.
I think it's just about time to wrap this episode up. Do you have one more science minute for us?
Ooh,
or do you want to save it for the next episode?
Let me do the math. Okay. Add the 6, carry the 4, factor in the third power.
Hey, sleeping over there.
Oh, it appears that I do have a science minute.
Oh, okay. Wow, that math, that was some hard math. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about science.
Oh, yes, we are talking about science. So for my second science minute, this one is about the Indonesian mimic squid.
Whoa.
Yes.
I'm interested.
Yeah, you should be. Because
are those the ones in Minecraft?
No. Oh, these are not in Minecraft. They would be very, very hard to animate in Minecraft.
Oh, I'm excited now.
Because they can mimic... Oh.
Keep talking.
We good? Okay. They can mimic at least 15 species. Do you remember that Pokemon...
Ditto?
Ditto, yes. Essentially the same premise.
Oh, that's sick.
So it's an octopus, but it can identify the creatures that are coming to attack it, and then it mimics into their natural predators. So, like, say if there was a fish coming towards this octopus trying to eat it, it could change into a sea snake.
Like, just transform itself.
Yes, well, by the color, it would change to its color scheme, a, like, exact color scheme. Kind of like a...
Oh, those are dope. I've seen those.
Yeah, kind of like a cartoon chameleons.
Oh, yeah.
But not only will they mimic them in color, but also in their movement.
Okay.
So, since it's mimicking a sea snake, it will hide all of its arms and its body and just use one or two of its limbs to, like, ward off
the predator. It'll do a little wiggle wiggle.
Yeah. And it's not only sea snakes, it can do lionfish, things like that.
That's sick.
Yeah, pointy very nose. Cool. Very cool. We've only identified 15 that it can do.
15 to try mimics, that.
Like, 15 mimics. But there are...
I just have to learn.
There are potentially many more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That concludes the minute. I'm trying to keep them to around a minute. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you guys all for listening. Go commit some crimes today. Love you all.
Yes.